Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a short week this week, just a reminder, because Thursday and Friday I'll be off the air. I'm actually going to Alaska. Anybody in Alaska that listens to the show, let me know. Hit me on Facebook and let me know. Couple announcements I have to make. First of all, of course, our title sponsor is All American Pharmaceutical. Their product line is All American EFX Sports. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about them. Also, we want to welcome a new sponsor, Enter Health Botanicals Nutra Cafe, the first organic medicinal mushroom-infused coffee in the world. And it's actually less expensive than buying Starbucks. It's low acid, completely organic, small batch, and it's infused with medicinal mushrooms. It tastes amazing, and it's good for you. We'll have a coupon code here during the show, so stay tuned, and I'll give that out. Check them out. Of course, we are on the air with my co-host Rob Regish today. This is the Blueprint Power Hour during the first hour, and then we're going to be talking about the relationship between energy expenditure and longevity during the second hour. How you doing, Rob?
It's been a tough week, brother. Yeah, you got to tell it like it is. On the very day my hard drive crashed, I got the phone call. My grandfather passed away, John Mashonsky. He was 95.
95.
Yeah. And you know, this was the one guy that was always in my corner. I won the 1990, I think it was APA, New England Juniors, my first full meet up in Barre, Vermont. And of course, in those days, you didn't have cell phones, right? So I drove all the way home and finally called my dad, right? The one guy in my support network you'd think would be proud of me. And he just said, oh, Robbie. You know,
Yeah, like you're wasting your time, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I went over to see my grandfather and, you know, right as rain, there he is. He congratulated me. He took me out to eat. This guy gave me so many great memories. Jen and I were there just last week, and I said, okay, Gramp, we got to get going. He says, where are you going? I said, we're going to Hooters for lunch. And I said, do you remember, Grandpa, we took you there about 12 years ago? And he says, yeah. And I said, what do you remember about Hooters? He smiled and he said, girls. Yeah. Yeah. So he was 95. It was a life well lived. You know, Thursday night he suffered a massive stroke, which rendered him breathing, but otherwise unresponsive. He hung on for two more days so that family members could say their goodbyes. You know, everyone got their final dose from the bull of the woods, as they used to call him. And when Jen and I got there, I pulled a chair up next to him. I held his hand and then spoke these words. I said, hi, old timer, it's Robbie and Jen. We're here because we love you. It's okay if you want to go and be with Grandma. And with that, he cracked a smile and squeezed my hand just to let me know the message got through. He died the next morning.
Even though he was said to be non-responsive, he understood it was you.
He knew. As soon as he heard my name and Jennifer's name, the smile went up. And then when I told him I loved him and that it was okay if he wanted to go to be with Grandma, he squeezed my hand. And later, Jen sat with him, and while she was holding his hand, something that she said caused him to squeeze it. He loved her.
You know, I was about to say, when you were talking about your dad, I can't help but think that somebody did that to him. But then again, I thought, wait a minute, your grandpa that we're talking about, was that your father's father?
No, no, ah. That was my, yeah, it was my mother's father. So, you know, child of the Great Depression, that never left him. I once
tell the story. Tell the story about when you called him up and you said that you wanted to take him out to dinner. You said, Grandpa, I want to take you out to dinner, and you can go anywhere you want. You want lobster, you want prime rib, whatever you want, I want to take you out to dinner tonight. What did he say to you?
He says, okay. I said, where are we going? He said, Burger King. And then I looked at him, and I said, Burger King? And he said, yeah, I've got a coupon.
That's people from the Depression. That's them.
You know, man. There's so many stories. You know, I once found hundreds of pairs of socks in his drawers upstairs. I said, Grandpa, what's all this? He said, two guys. Had them on sale, 50 cents a pair.
How many pair did he buy?
It was an entire bureau stuffed with. I'm sure there are brand new. I'll send you a pair if I.
Yeah,
find
there
one.
You go. There's brand new socks up there now. Probably, that's hilarious.
Yeah,
that's. And then didn't you say that he was looking for your grandmother in the end months anyway? Right.
Yeah, up to my grandma actually passed in September of last year, and. As late as last week, Grandpa was—he was setting alarms off because he was going. He was trying to leave the facility, and they asked him where he was going. He said he was looking for his wife.
Yeah, that's sad. So, that's what he remembered, you know, and that's what still was in his mind.
Yeah, it was. But you know what? A life well lived, a better role model. A better male role model I could have never asked for. He was the bull of the woods.
So he was 95.
He was 95.
Which
years
means
old.
he was born 4 years before my parents. He was born in 1920. That means so my parents were born in 24. Those were the people, man. They were strong people. They didn't complain. You know what I mean? They were just happy to show up. That's it.
Amen.
Amen. How are you doing?
You know. Fortunately, I am surrounded by people like Jennifer and my son and some friends I've met here at the gym that are just wonderful people. I walk in there, and it's the kind of gym you want to be in. I got a half a dozen guys that are bigger and stronger than I am. Not that I'm the biggest, strongest guy in the world, but underneath all that, they are some of the finest people. You know, as soon as they heard, they were the first to say, you know, you need somebody to talk to, here's my phone number. You know, you call me up if you need anything. But Jennifer is obviously the big one. The funeral's Thursday. I will, of course, be a pallbearer, and Jen will be accompanying me.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
Yeah.
All right, so this show is dedicated to Grandpa. How about that one?
John Mashansky.
So today we're kind of we're just going to freestyle because since Rob has had these things going on in his life with his hard drive and his grandpa, we really didn't have time to prepare for a show. So we have, but we still have some things to talk about, obviously.
Yeah.
This Friday will be 2 weeks that I'm caffeine free. I feel different. I really do. I'll tell you what else. I have some interesting information for those out there who. Have abused caffeine as I did for a long time. I mean, in the end analysis, I was using between 800 and 1,000 milligrams a day of caffeine. I'm not talking about coffee.
Wow.
I'm talking about caffeine anhydrous and, you know, and power shots of some sort. You know, energy shots that have 200 milligrams of caffeine, but a bunch of other stuff in them. So that's not counting coffee, which I gave up coffee not too long ago because it was causing me some digestive distress. But when I gave up coffee, I was drinking triple and quadruple espressos every morning, followed by power shots throughout the day.
Jeez.
And so at those levels of caffeine, cessation, you know, I mean, cold turkey, like just one day. It was actually 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago this coming Friday, casual Friday, after the show, Elisa said to me, you know, your personality changes when you drink those drinks. She meant those little power shots. And I took that seriously. That's, you know, when people start saying that stuff to you, if you ignore it, that's a sign of addiction, if you ignore it. So I said to her, really? And she says, yes, you become easily agitated. You become like a hyperactive kid jumping from one thing to the other. And, you know, it's just not pleasant to be around you. And I said, okay, I'm not going to use this stuff anymore. And that's all that was it for me. The first couple days, I actually felt like I had the flu. I had headaches for the first time. I never get headaches. I started to fall asleep just sitting still. Like my last caffeine was on Friday. That Sunday, we went to Elise's stepdad's for Father's Day. And for the first time in my life, I fell asleep sitting in the sofa. It was uncontrollable. I just closed my eyes and fell asleep. I just nodded off.
Here's my question.
Go ahead.
Did your strength suffer in the gym?
Oh, man, has it suffered. Look, my strength has suffered just walking. I feel fatigued, but I know it's going to come back. Don't get me wrong. Because I've done this once before. See, I'm a repeat offender. When I got sick in 2005, I was using 1,000 to 1,500 milligrams of caffeine anhydrous a day. Because don't forget, back then when guys like you and I were on Mind and Muscle, right? The protocol was 300 milligram doses a few times a day. Remember that?
I remember.
Okay, and then you were using ephedra and other things in combination with it. And so I forgot that I did this once before. I forgot how weak I got when I came off caffeine until this happened, and I thought, oh, my God, I wonder if there's also something wrong with me. Then I remembered, no. My muscle strength dropped dramatically. It's just starting to come back now, but I'm talking about weakness in my legs just standing.
I've never tried to come off. So, you know, your experiment gives me hope. It sounds like you're on the rebound.
Oh, I think it's going to take about 2 months, as I recall from this last go around when I did this in 2005. The thing that I'm noticing now is my palate has changed. I don't crave carbohydrates at all. Now, I don't know if there's a cortisol link. I don't know what the link is. But I just don't feel like, I mean, I don't feel like eating carbs. I don't feel like eating, you know, I used to gobble up rice cakes and things like that. And I don't even have the appetite for them. I look at them and I think, nah, I'd rather have a salad. So that's a short-term thing I notice. Another short-term thing I notice is my sleep has improved. But it didn't improve right away. The first week, my sleep actually got worse, and I thought, this can't be. And I looked it up, and I found out, yes, that's exactly what happens when you have you're addicted to high doses of caffeine. When you come off, you actually can develop mild insomnia.
Wow.
And then I remembered that happened to me in 2005, and then I thought, ah, so that's what happened then. The mental clarity is problematic for me, my memory recall, because, you know, one of the things that I've always been proud of on this show is my ability to recall things that I talked about years ago and inject them into a conversation today. And it's been harder for me to do that. There's no doubt about it.
You didn't try to come off with nootropics or anything to help deal with, you know, with...
No, I didn't even follow my own advice. I have said on this show, if you want to come off of caffeine, titrate it. Start drinking half caf for 2 weeks, then cut that in half for 2 weeks, and then just drink decaffeinated coffee. And don't try to come off altogether because it's difficult. And I've even said that, but I did not follow my own advice because I tend to be a little extreme.
Right.
And I know that about myself. So make a joke, laugh at me. I don't care. You know what I mean? But I am.
Sometimes I need to be the voice of reason.
Yeah.
When that happens, you know we're in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I mean, I tend to be extreme. I tend to be, you know, very black or white. I'm not a gray guy. And so I decided to come off, and I came off. I am starting to feel better. I can see that my strength is starting to come back. I did breathing squats yesterday at the gym. I could not do 20 rep set. I had to do 2 10 rep sets. So if that means anything, but I do feel like the strength in my legs were the most noticeable as far as feeling fatigued and weak.
Did you come off for any other reason other than, let's say, Alyssa's comment?
Well, I got to the point where I don't feel good with all the caffeine I'm using. It's not like it used to be anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
It actually kind of made me feel like a quasi a sense of malaise almost. You know, I was taking the caffeine to get through the day, but I wasn't feeling what I used to feel from it, which meant I was going to have to go up again, I guess.
Yeah, well, I was kind of in the same boat, and I wasn't playing with doses quite as high as you, but I was close. I've got it down to, most days, 50 milligrams now, and I have replaced it with some nootropics that I find extremely effective for increasing strength. So
why don't we do this? Oh, why don't we do this? Why don't we take a break, and when we come back, you could talk about what nootropics you found are beneficial when weaning off caffeine. How about that?
Sure.
And then we're going to talk about a movement I learned at the gym yesterday called Landmine 180s. They're amazing. We'll talk about that, too. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour with my co-host, Rob Regish. Go to CoachRobRegish.com today to learn more. We'll be right back.
Makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex, is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at Wise Choice Medicine .net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk
risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Take a better dance now. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. You don't have to be beautiful. This in from Enter Health Botanicals, the makers of Nutra Cafe, the new coffee product that we're offering. Really the best coffee in the world. If you use the coupon code SHR, you save 10% off all orders at their website. So there you go. So it's actually less expensive than buying Starbucks, and it's actually healthy for you. So check it out. Okay. So if you are going to come off caffeine and you're going to try to use something to suppress the negative and nasty side effects, I promise you these are not side effects for the weak of heart. There were many days, Rob, where I tried to convince myself to just have one half of an energy shot or to have a cup of coffee, and that was the addiction talking. You know, I just had to fight through it. So what did you use? What did you find that works?
Well, what I found to work are the following. First, the obvious. L-tyrosine in the amount of 1 to 3 grams prior to the workout, provided it's on an empty stomach, really does wonders for strength. I would not opt for the acetyl L-tyrosine because although the marketing speaks to the fact it's so much more bioavailable and potent, etc., when you look at the studies, it isn't. So stick to L-tyrosine. The second thing I would look for is citicoline. I originally came across this in an energy shot of all places that I found at the dollar store. It's a nice little nootropic that really, I'll say, juices your ability to focus and concentrate. And then DMAE, which is actually a prescription drug in Europe, dimethylaminoethanol, is in a couple of products over here, but it is likewise an excellent nootropic and increases your powers of focus and concentration. And then, of course, we have what many would consider to be the heavy hitter, acetyl-L-carnitine, in the amount of 1 to 1.5 grams, 60 to 90 minutes prior to your workout. That, again, needs to be on an empty stomach. Now, I'm going to add one more to this list, although it's not marketed for such. It's relatively new, so some folks might not have heard of it before. The product's name is Tianeptine. I believe that's spelled T as in Tom, I-A-N-E-P-T-I-N-E. The marketing speaks to the fact that this product actually relaxes you and, yes, improves your focus and concentration. What I have found interesting is that taken in the presence of stimulants, it magnifies the focus and concentration while taking the edge off. Now, if you're cutting out caffeine, this obviously doesn't apply, but ephedrine and caffeine, for example, amentaflavone and caffeine, those are I consider to be the best drivers for these nootropics. The single best driver before you layer in these nootropics, just my opinion, but pine pollen extract. This stuff is so nutritionally dense, it could be your multivitamin. It contains all sorts of amino acids, vitamins, minerals, even some naturally occurring testosterone. Although, yes, I realize it's not bioavailable, there is some androstenedione in there. So provided you've got that for your base and then you layer in some of these other nootropics, I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised and you won't miss your caffeine.
Yeah, so. Caffeine is a drug. You know, we keep forgetting that it really is a drug. It just happens to be a drug that's naturally occurring, and it's been in our population for thousands of years. So nobody is doing anything about the fact that it is a drug. But it's very, very addictive. And there are people out there who say it's not addictive. I'm here to tell you that it is. This is my second go-around to doing this. You know, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, it's like alcohol or anything else.
I take back that comment about I've never come off. I did come off once for a week to see what effect it would have on my blood pressure. So I dropped both ephedrine and caffeine, and I was running high doses at that time. And I just looking at my notes here, it didn't go a full week. It went 5 days, but I'm seeing no huge caffeine withdrawal symptoms. I don't know if I'm just lucky or what. But, you know, to your point, caffeine is certainly a drug. And if you want to cut it out entirely, you know, we've presented other options here. If, on the other hand, you want a milder form of it, I would suggest two excellent alternatives would be guarana and yerba mate.
Yeah.
They both lead to a much gentler rise and fall in energy levels.
And, of course, there's always the fallback meth, of course.
Methamphetamine.
Yeah, methamphetamine. You can probably find it being brewed right now in a Walmart bathroom. Get some of that.
Yeah.
Use that as a pre-workout. Look, man, you'll be strong as hell, but you just
shredded.
won't have any teeth after a couple months. That's all.
Yeah, but, you know, don't
Who
smile.
Needs teeth? Yeah, no. Okay. Look, if you live on protein drinks, that's it. You don't need teeth. Shake it up in a bottle and drink it. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about Landmine 180s. Those of you out there listening to the show live, if you know what these are already, they're really cool. If you don't, I promise you this is going to be worth listening to. Stay tuned.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, Organic Raw EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lee.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dyes. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to primenutrition.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. So I asked Rob, I says, have you ever heard of a landmine 180? And you said you hadn't, right?
New one on me. I've heard of the landmine, but not this 180.
Okay, what's the landmine?
Landmine is something Louis Simmons came up with. You know, if I'm not mistaken, it's his term for a, you know, what we do, barbell jammer press.
Okay, okay, that's what it is. So listen. So I see a guy at the gym yesterday. And I'm not afraid to walk up to somebody and go, wow, that's interesting. What are you doing? You know, and so I see him doing this, and it looks like a jammer press, but it's not a jammer press in that. In a jammer press, you let the bar come down below your chin, and you press it up, right?
Right.
Okay. This, you stand under the bar to a greater degree. So the bar is, you're holding the bar just like a jammer press at 12 o'clock over your head. Okay. A kind of like in the finish position of a jammer press, but you're beneath the bar more than away from the bar. And you take the bar and you rotate it to the right and to the left to 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock. So you're using your traps, your shoulders, and to some degree, your posterior chain as a stabilizer. You're pivoting your foot on one side as you go back and forth. You can find it on YouTube. If you just go to YouTube and search for Landmine 180, I found some amazing workouts doing complex movements that are everything from a jammer squat to jammer one-arm presses to these Landmine 180s. Now, I instinctively, so I was watching a guy do it. He had a 35-pound plate on it. I says, can I try that? He said, sure. And he was right. He said, you know, you should start out lighter until you get the movement down. And he was right. But you know me. And so I get under there and I do a few of them and I go, wow, this is great. I came back later on and I ended up doing 3 sets of 8. So in other words, 8 to each side, right? Left, right, left, right. And then at the finish, I stepped back about, I don't know, a foot or so. And then I broke into a set of jammer presses. Actually, I think I did 12 reps of jammer presses. And I got to tell you something. The rear heads of my shoulders, my back, and my traps are sore today. And my lats are sore in different places than when I do pulling movements. So your lats, instead of pulling in this movement, they're more stabilizing. They're keeping the shoulder girdle stable as opposed to a pulling movement. Where they can actually act independently of the shoulder girdle. It's a great movement. Go on YouTube and find it and check it out. It's one of those, and you can, if you go with lighter weight, you can go fast, you can be explosive and make it more dynamic, or you can use heavier weight and just do it nice and slow with really, really good form because you don't want to hurt something. I'm telling you, this is a strength builder. Do a set of landmine 180s followed by a superset of jammer presses with the same weight, and tell me that isn't an amazing upper body workout.
Yeah, I mean, if nothing else, you're shaking it up. That's a great idea, man. Great.
It's really
idea.
Great. I mean, there's good videos of it too on YouTube, by the way. Very good videos.
Have you ever rediscovered something and can't believe you're still not using it?
Yeah, I did that late last year. I did that with what do they call them? Dumbbell pullovers. Because of a conversation that you and I had, I thought, gee, I used to do dumbbell pullovers, and I stopped and I started doing them again. Yes, so that's one of those things where I was like, wow, why did I stop doing these? They're great.
I've done that with exercises too, but you know, I've got a busted up knee, right?
Yes.
So I've been trying, you know, different things to get this thing to heal. I found way back in the black box a bottle of Boswellia serrata,
right,
and ginger. And I know you're a man that's well versed in ginger. I don't know if it's some synergistic effect these two are having, but I had almost immediate pain relief. And I would tell you it was even better than the curcumin that I was using.
Really?
Before. Yeah. Boswellia, serrata, and ginger. It was an immediate relief in pain. And then I forgot to take my next dose. I was taking them at three-hour intervals, 3 or 4 hours, because that's when curcumin wears off, you know? Well, I forgot. And guess what? 4 to 6 hours later, I still wasn't in pain. So I think there's something there, and I'm going to explore it further. I was going to ask you if you still have access to that ginger product.
I do. I haven't done anything with it in a very, very long time, but I definitely do.
Wow. Now, can you tell me a little bit more about it? Like, I know you were talking at one point it was standardized for gingerols.
But it's more than just the gingerols, it turns out. It's the shagols, the shogols, and the gingerol that all have important benefits. But they only standardize it for gingerols. So the most common is standardized for 5% gingerols. And that's what you're usually looking for. The magic with ginger is that it is a powerful analgesic that affects the cyclooxygenase enzyme cascade. So in theory, it's a natural COX inhibitor, but it also has some other powerful anti-inflammatory benefits as well that act on a different pathway other than cyclooxygenase. So it's really a fantastic pain reliever. It the only thing it's not, it won't lower, if you have a fever, it won't work like aspirin does for a fever. But it's every bit as good, if not better, than aspirin for relieving pain.
If you're still selling it after the call, I'd like to get some. I was that impressed with this stuff. I've done is I've run comparisons to Advil, curcumin, Boswellia, and ginger, and a few other. And for my money, this combination of Boswellia and ginger, it kicks in just as fast as Advil. It lasts longer, and I'm starting to see what I believe is some permanent healing going on.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's really blown me away. So, yeah, I'd be interested to learn more about yours because I know it was, right, it was best in class. In
general. Yeah, it was a very, pure form of ginger extract that was very fresh. We were getting it shipped in right from India in 1 kilo and half kilo. It was actually in 1 kilo bags, and I was having to break them up into half kilos for people who wanted just half kilos. But when you got it, you know, there's volatile oil in ginger extract that really evaporates pretty quickly if you don't keep it sealed up in a jar. And so, because it even gets out of a plastic bag over time. But it was so oily that you could smell the stuff like across the room. That's how strong it was.
Yeah. Is it expensive?
No, it wasn't terribly expensive.
I don't mean to put you on the spot.
But. I don't remember, but it's not wasn't terribly expensive. I think it was under $100 a kilo. I think it was like I want to say it was like $60 a kilo or something like that.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, if people are interested in it, I can try to get it back in. It was a pain in the ass. I got to be honest with you, because people didn't. It's not wise to buy a whole kilo. Because of what I just said, the volatile oils will dry out over time. And I was having to break it up into half kilos and quarter kilos for people, and I just don't have the time to be doing that. Because I was sealing it in one of those food sealer bag thingies, you know what I mean, the vacuum sealer.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if somebody wants to start selling it, I mean, I can hook them up, and they could handle it if they think that they can – put through a bunch of kilos, I could hook them up with the guy in India to order it from.
Is it raw material such that I can make my own capsules?
Oh, absolutely. It's pure. So here's how they make ginger extract, right? They take literally, you know, hundreds of pounds of ginger, and they grind it up, and they soak it in ethyl alcohol, 100% pure grain alcohol. And all of the oil in the ginger liquefies into the ethyl alcohol. Then they strain it, and they take all the quote-unquote fiber, which is basically like cellulose, fiber, which is left behind out. And then they take a small amount of that fiber, and they spray the ethanol back onto it, and it evaporates and just puts the oil back on it. So they basically concentrate it 10 to 1. That's what it is, a 10 to 1. When you see a 10 to 1 extract, what they're doing is they're using this ethanol evaporation process to concentrate 10 times the amount of oil onto 1 times the amount of fiber. So you have a 10 to 1 ratio.
Wow.
And that's how they do it.
So it's a lot different than the garlic in the grocery store, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, if you want to do something with it, Rob, I'll hook you up with the guy.
No, I would definitely love another crack at that.
And I tell you something else. This guy has other botanicals. He's got ashwagandha. He's got all the things that you like. He has them all in raw powders.
Wow. Well, if it's great stuff, you know, let's have that conversation after the call.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of formulating supplements for you. No, I'm looking. the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Now I'm lost, and I'm screaming for help.
Relax, welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. So, Coach Rob Regish, what's new at your website?
Well, glad you asked. Right smack dab on the homepage, we are giving away, for the first time, the Ricochet Rabbit Fat Loss Report. Burns fat like butter in a microwave and quicker than a hiccup. And that may be a slight exaggeration, but not by much. It's a free report detailing and updated, by the way, with sources for 3 can't-miss, absolutely can't-miss nutritional supplements that are just going to shred you and in record time. So if you get a chance, you know, go over there, grab your free copy, and let me know what you think of it. I'm open to feedback, good, bad, and different. I listen to all of it.
And what's new with your training? Anything going on? I know that you were trying to do some wrestling, and you got some injuries.
Yeah.
And are you going to try the wrestling anymore?
I am. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right now I'm looking for mats. But as this thing continues to get better, I am biding my time and working around it. I think we had a discussion about this some time ago. But there's always something you can do. And in fact, one of the things that I came across is really benefiting me. I don't know if I'm just a hyper responder to it or what, but I was working neck and calves yesterday in the gym. And I had always used weights on my neck harness. I used the Iron Mind loading pin, and I was starting to get stupid with it. I had 100 pounds hanging from my neck, right? You know, going front and back. And I come across Louis Simmons on a YouTube tutorial doing it with flex bands. And I looked at it and said, you know, that makes a hell of a lot more sense. it's three-dimensional, like I'll have in wrestling when Ed's throwing me around the gym, tossing me like a salad. And it's an easier switch. So I go in there and do front and back like I normally did, but it's easy enough to add the side. And in 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks, I put about a half inch on my neck. Matter of fact, I was trying on dress shirts for my grandfather's funeral, and, you know, an 18 neck is really, really tight on me. So I don't know what we're going to be doing from there. Now, static calves, on the other hand, you know, I know we've talked about it, but I can't emphasize it enough. You know, I had calves that looked like toothpicks. Literal. I used to wear sweatpants, all right, in the summer. I was so ashamed of them. I did high reps, low reps, standing, seated. You know, I ran around in strength shoes, which helped a little bit. But I can honestly tell you that nothing has helped like static contraction reps for my calves, and specifically for that movement, especially now that my knee's bugging me. I'm using the seated calf machine. I am not even unloading the safety pin or moving that sucker at all. But I load that thing up with as much weight as I can handle, which lately is 325 pounds or so. And I simply get in there and press up as far as I can, and hold it for 5 seconds. And I do two such holds of 5 seconds. And it's important to point out that I take up to 15 minutes in between sets.
Really?
And, yeah, you know, there's a reason for that. While your muscles can pretty much completely, you know, replenish themselves after about 3 minutes, meaning the adenosine triphosphate, phosphocreatine system, you know, you'll be back at 100% at around 3 minutes. When you're tapping the central nervous system with static holds, that recovers a lot slower. And I saw this myself. You know, we have a world record holder. His name is Adam. I forget his last name, but he was training in the gym right in front of me yesterday. And Adam takes a good 10, 15, sometimes more minutes in between sets, and I know why. You know, you're lifting a heavy weight like that, your central nervous system is under a lot of stress, and I am a firm believer that the calves, more than any other muscle group, need an extreme stress to get the message across to them that they need to grow.
You know, Coach Wade Johnson talks about that too. I mean, he takes a long time in between sets. And he says, because it's not a race, he said, I want to be my strongest in that next set again. And
right.
It's not about, you know, how many sets I can get done in a certain amount of time. It's about being the strongest I can in every single rep.
Right. And people often mistake it for, you know, that guy's just slacking off. No, you know, that guy knows what he's doing. When you're lifting extremely heavy and in a lower rep range, and I'll define that as the 90th percentile of one rep max, typically for most guys and ladies, between one and three repetitions, you are taking your time in between sets for a reason. Now, if you don't know what to do with yourself during that time, simple solution, mentally rehearse the lift in while you're waiting, okay? Because if the mind can conceive it, the body will achieve it. And when you do that, let's say you're going for a 300-pound bench press, don't just visualize 300 pounds for a single. Visualize it for a triple. You will be absolutely astounded at what you're able to accomplish. And Brooks Kubik, by the way, talks about this in his books. I was just rereading Dinosaur Bodyweight Training the other day. He has an entire chapter on mental strategies to increase and improve the mind-muscle connection. And he said, I want you to stop And after you read this, put this book down, understand this. These are the most powerful exercises in this book. It's not squats, it's not deadlifts, it's not power cleans. It is the power to focus your mind and concentrate on the muscle group and or lifting that weight. And he is 100% correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
there's a lot to it. There's a lot to the mental side of this game. There's no doubt about
huge,
it.
Huge. Huge. Huge.
Now next week we're going to be off the air, Rob.
Because
I leave Thursday for Alaska.
Wow. What are you doing up there?
I am going to be training. I got a new training protocol. We're going to be doing, it's called polar bear workout and, become as strong as a polar bear. No, I'm not kidding. I'm going to Alaska for vacation. I'm going to go hunting polar bear. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, good for you, man. You deserve it. You put in a ton of hard work here, and I don't know when the last time you had a vacation was, but I'm betting it was a long time ago.
Yeah. Last time was a couple years ago when I went to Mexico. But I got some really exciting news. I can't break it yet, but all I can tell you is that I have partnered with a very, very big multi-million dollar international company to take Superhuman RX and develop some new products and improve the vitamin D product, launch my protein powder. We'll probably talk about it when I get back from Alaska.
Wow.
Something really exciting. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's been in the background working and trying to find the right company to align myself with that can not only give me the distribution channels, but also help me develop products. And there'll be a press release released very shortly that'll hit national news, quite frankly. And then we'll go from there. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah. Don't forget that ginger when you get off.
No. Okay. I'll call you after today's second hour, okay? I'll call you and we'll get it done. I'll get you in touch with the guy, okay?
Cool.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for today. Sorry to hear about Grandpa. And when I get back from Alaska, we'll hit it out of the ballpark.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Carl.
Take care, Rob. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to start talking about the relationship between energy expenditure and longevity. This is going to be an important discussion. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole results, testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients to your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Two quick announcements. Of course, thank you to our title sponsor, All American Pharmaceutical. You can go to superhumanradio.com and look for several All American EFX banner ads for several different products to learn more about them. And also welcome to Enter Health Botanicals, the manufacturers of NutriCafe, the world's first small batch, gourmet, organically produced, medicinally infused with mushrooms, low acid coffee, whole bean coffee. And if you use the coupon code SHR, you can save 10% off. They're already low, low prices. Their coffee is less expensive than Starbucks coffee, but it's so much better. None of the mold, none of the pesticides, none of the herbicides. Small batch, tastes amazing, and good for you. Check them out, NutriCafe at superhumanradio.com. Okay, we've known that there's an intersect between energy expenditure and longevity. But what do we really know about that intersect, and how can we take that information and turn it into usable steps? And that is going to be part of the discussion with my next guest, Dr. Chen Ho. How you doing, Dr. Ho?
I'm pretty good. How are you, Carl?
Fantastic, fantastic. So let's talk about your recent research by starting out and explaining to the audience what questions you were trying to answer, and then we can talk about the design of the research.
All right. So my initial motivation is to answer two questions. So let me give you a little bit of background about this aging and longevity thing.
Please.
So we have had this, such an old theory for aging. Proposed 100 years ago, is called the rate of living theory. So basically, this theory says per body mass, like one unit of 1 gram of the body mass, the lifetime energy usage is a constant for all the animals, bigger or small. So the small animals, their per body mass metabolic rate, which is the energy usage rate, is high. Mm-hmm. So they live shorter. But the lifetime energy usage is a constant. For example, the rat, their metabolic rate, the per body mass metabolic rate is like 10 times higher than the horse. So the rat lives 10 times shorter than the horse.
Right, right?
So there are a lot of data that support this this theory, and in all of this, we know that energy usage or the metabolic rate is equivalent to the oxygen consumption rate. So we breathe in oxygen, we burn oxygen in our body, that's how we get energy. But this oxidative metabolic mechanism has some like a side, really bad side product. It's called reactive oxygen species.
Right.
It's the small particles, they are very active, so they can react with our protein, our cell membranes, our DNA, and cause damage. So basically, the more oxygen you breathe in, the higher your metabolic rate is, you have more ROS, the reactive oxygen species, then you have more more damage, so you age faster, then you die sooner. All right. But the people, there are also some things that cannot be explained by this this theory. There are two examples. Well, that's the two questions I initially want to answer. The first question is, the rate of living theory only compare the animals cross species like a rat and a horse, but within a species like a let's say dog, the smaller breeds always live longer. Like a smaller dog,
right.
And that's
true of people. I mean, smaller people live longer than big people. Yes.
Yeah, you steal my thunder. Yes, I'm going to talk about this.
Oh,
later,
I'm sorry.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
No.
That's okay. I'm glad you brought this up. So the smaller dogs, they have higher metabolic rate, but they live longer. Why? Right. And another question is more interesting is, how food restriction extends lifespan. And people know this, the effect of food restriction extending lifespan for like 80 years. The first the study was done in 1935, yeah. So people don't give they starve animals. They only give animals like 60% or 80% of what they usually eat. Then they live like 200% longer. So people used to think that you give animals less food so that it lowers their metabolic rate, and that's how they live longer because of this rate of living theory. Then in the 1990s, people conducted a whole bunch of experiments. So they really measured the metabolic rate, the energy usage rate of the animals that are under food restriction. And they found, no, those per body mass-wise, their metabolic rate is pretty much unchanged.
Mm.
In some cases, they're lower a little bit, like 10% or 50%, but 15%. But this 10% of decrease in metabolic rate cannot explain like 200% of lifespan extension. So that was my motivation. I tried to answer those questions and try to reconcile those seemingly contradictory results. So I'm actually a theoretical biologist, so I developed this theoretical model trying to reconcile this this result. This model actually is pretty simple, but that requires a little bit mathematics, and that would be easier if I have if I can show a figure or a graph here, but I can't. So I'm gonna skip all the details of the model and only tell you the key message and the result.
Okay, so, sure, that's good.
All right. So the key message, the take-home message of this model is there exists the trade-off between two things. The one thing is the energy spent on synthesizing new biomass during growth. All right, so we eat food, the food comes in, we break down food into smaller molecules, into monomers like amino acid. And to synthesize the new biomass from the monomers, we need to spend some energy to assemble them together from monomers to polymers. That consumes a lot of energy. Basically, on average, to synthesize 1 gram of bio-tissue, we need like 700 joules. Somewhere between 4,000 to 7,000 joules.
Okay.
So
and this includes muscle too, right? I mean, to synthesize even muscle.
Yeah, bio-tissue.
Okay.
That's the average.
All
tissue. Bio-tissue.
Okay.
Yeah. Average over all the tissues. And another thing is the maintenance of existing biomass. So again, like as I said, we breathe in oxygen, we produce this ROS, we cause damage, but most of this damage can be fixed, can be repaired. But repairing those damage need energy. So there's a But energy is limited. So if you put too much into a growth or the biosynthesis, then you have relatively less for the maintenance. On the other hand, if you can somehow slow down growth or slow down biosynthesis, then you end up with more energy for the maintenance, for repair the damage, to clean out the damage. Then you age slower, then you live longer. So that's the take-home message. There's a trade-off. Even if the total energy you can use is pretty much fixed, you can still somehow massage or reshuffle the energy allocation and allocate less energy for the biosynthesis and end up with more energy for the health maintenance.
But now, it's okay. There are some things that contradict this that I could think of immediately. There's research that is showing that elderly individuals who maintain muscle mass later into life live longer. They have greater longevity and they have greater health span. So this would be contradictory because one would say, well, if these individuals are older, they're exercising. Yeah. Their body is synthesizing new protein for muscle. This energy is being used up. That energy can't be used for maintenance. And so one of the questions I would have is, what if so we have pathological maintenance and physiological maintenance, for instance. So what if the energy is being used for physiological biosynthesis of mass?
Mm-hmm.
Like in the case of exercise and muscle and so on, mm-hmm. versus pathological maintenance of deteriorating organs and stuff like that.
Yes, that's a very good question. Let me answer this. Try to answer this question later after I give you some examples that support this theory.
I'm sorry.
All right, yeah,
okay.
That's a very good theory. Very good question. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. All right. And there's another very important prediction of this model that says usually people used to think that the metabolic rate, the oxygen consumption rate, is the major cause of this damage. If you increase your metabolic rate, your damage level will increase. That is still true, but I found that we found that actually damage, the cellular damage on your protein, DNA, the membrane, and all that, is more sensitive to a biosynthetic rate. So it's like compared to the metabolic rate increase. If you increase the metabolic rate, I'm just making numbers up.
If you
increase the metabolic rate by 10%, then the damage level may increase only like 1%. But if you increase the biosynthetic rate by 10%, then the damage level may increase like 100%.
Oh.
So biosynthetic rate is much more important, and is the damage is more sensitive to that. So usually this biosynthesis or the growth rate is positively correlated to a metabolic rate. They go in the same direction. But if you can control one, if you can fix one and vary another one, you will see this, which one gives more contribution to the damage. So this model makes a whole bunch of predictions, very novel, very interesting, and all those predictions are supported by the empirical data, either qualitatively or quantitatively. So let me give you some examples. Then we can
please
go back to your question.
Please.
Right. And the first one, of course, is the food restriction. How the food restriction extends lifespan. So according to this model, I derived a very simple equation. This equation predicts that the lifespan extension, how much longer you can live compared to those free-fading counterparts, is linearly proportional to the body mass reduction. So the food restriction will slow down your growth, right? Slow down your growth, and you end up with a smaller body size. And so according to this model, the food restriction works only because it slow down growth and reduce the body mass. And there's a proportionality between the lifespan extension and the body mass reduction. So I went to collect the data from like more than 300 studies on rodents. Like,
mm-hmm.
I collected how many points? 240 some points from the food restriction study on mice and the rats, and plotted this lifespan extension versus body mass reduction. I get a perfect straight line, a perfect linear straight line, and so that shows these two are proportional to each other, and this body mass reduction can explain 87% of the lifespan extension.
Wow.
Yeah, and in some cases, there's some weird mice and rats, their body mass is not reduced by food restriction. And so if this food restriction didn't reduce body mass, it didn't work. It didn't extend life.
So it's a calorie restriction in and of itself isn't the magic. It's the fact that it reduces overall body mass size that is where
the slow down growth. Yes, exactly. Yeah, and
is this why transgenic rats that overproduce growth hormone have very, very short lifespans?
Yes, very, very good. Yes, that's actually the second thing I want to talk about.
Okay, wait. Yeah. We have to hold that second thing. Here's what we have to do. We have to take a quick commercial break.
All right.
And when we come back on the other side, let's pick it up. We're talking with Dr. Chen Ho. This is going to be a very, very enlightening discussion, I can promise you. If your goal is to live longer, stay tuned.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, LIVONLabs.com.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. patches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Chen Ho. We're talking about how energy expenditure affects longevity. Those of you who are smaller out there have an advantage over those of us who are bigger. That's clear. Okay, so let's pick it up where we left off.
All right.
Point number two.
All right. Yeah, well, there's another thing about this caloric restriction. I noticed that you call it a caloric restriction, but nowadays more and more people prefer to call it a diet restriction or just a food restriction. And agrees with my one of the results from my model. Basically, the model shows it's not the total calorie that matters. The total calorie doesn't matter. It's what you eat that matters. So their studies show like they give the animals different food composition, like high fat, low protein, low fat, high protein, and all that. They all have the same calories, right? The energy content is pretty much the same. But the diet that helps you to, that makes you grow slower and end up with a smaller body mass, extends your lifespan longer. So basically, well, then we know the protein is the building block. So if you have a low protein and a high fat, then you will grow slower, and those diet will give a longer lifespan extension.
And that's so we've been talking a lot about the ketogenic diet on the show recently because of its effect on cancer cells. And so there is a lot of interest in ketogenic diets for a variety of reasons, which is a very high fat, moderate protein and low or no carbohydrate diet. Uh-huh. And we also know on the flip side from a show that I did back in 2007 that it's glucose signaling that causes cellular senescence. So a high sugar diet will speed aging.
Yes. So that pretty much agrees with what I said, right?
That corresponds with what you're saying here.
So it's not really the calorie. So based on this model, is what makes you grow slower and end up with a smaller body mass, right? And also this study shows among all these 240 some studies, some people use very complex or very different protocols to do the food restriction. Like some studies start food restriction really early when the mouse or the rats are only like 4 weeks old. Some start pretty late, like when they are 1 year old. And the people use different the lengths of food restriction. Sometimes it's only like a short period, 1 month, 6 months, 1 year. Sometimes it's a lifetime. And the people vary the food restriction degrees, so like 60% of food or 80% and all that. And some people even use this on and off, so-called
intermittent fasting.
Yeah. And all that, it shows, again, doesn't matter how complex your protocol is. If it doesn't reduce body mass, it cannot extend lifespan. And all the lifespan extension following the same pattern that is proportional to the body mass reduction with the very same constant. So it's a very perfect straight line there. There's a figure in the paper, I don't remember which figure, but it shows you reduce body mass, you extend lifespan period.
Okay.
At least that's the result we got from the animals, from the rodents, rodents.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what about things like autophagy? Obviously, intermittent fasting and ultra-low calorie intake seems to favor the metabolic waste destroying process of autophagy. Does that play a role in this at all?
I think so, right? That's basically you're reusing your body. You're recycling your material, right? So that also slows down the biosynthesis and use that energy to do the maintenance, to maintain the existing biomass. Instead of building on a new biomass, you use that to maintain your to fix the error, to repair the error, the damage.
Well, so with the information that you have at hand, I understand that it says that body mass is directly related to longevity. However, and this is my curiosity, aren't there protocols that we could use to mitigate some of that? For instance, we know that intermittent fasting stimulates autophagy. We know it also reduces growth hormone production. We know things very, very powerful antioxidants will reduce oxidative stress. And so those could be a benefit. We know that there are things that have an effect on telomere length. So are there ways to mitigate this, to fool the body, even though it's a larger body, that it can take advantage of and leverage some of what we understand that actually speeds aging?
Yeah, that's something I'm reluctant to say, but I'm just going to be honest with you. My personal view is no, there's definitely a trade-off. No loss, no gain, no free lunch. You cannot gain longevity without losing something. I mean, I'm going to talk about this downside of food restriction in human in a second. Yeah. The people are looking for mimics, but I think most of those interventions that can extend lifespan, at least in animals, they are somewhat related to slowing down growth.
So I'll give you one that isn't. In 2011, a study was done using Buckminster fullerene C60, the fullerene molecule, the carbon molecule, and it doubled the lifespan of rats. And in fact, if you read the entire paper, there was
What animal model?
It was a rat model. I don't remember anything about the rats. I just remember that the study showed that the last rat had to be killed because they had to stop the study. And it doubled and tripled the lifespan of rats. And fullerene, which, by the way, I take. I'm not supposed to, but I'm telling you. I do take a C60 Buckminster fullerene, which is the most powerful antioxidant, more powerful than any other antioxidant, and more powerful than reactive oxygen species. And quite frankly, also has been shown to have some other effects now that are coming to light, that it's being studied more, and that is it affects the mitochondria. Specifically, it has a mild uncoupling effect at the mitochondria, but it profoundly reduces oxidative stress on the mitochondria. So now this removes the size of the rat from the equation and doubles the lifespan.
That's really interesting. I haven't read that paper, but I highly doubt there's no downside. The highly doubt there's no trade-off.
They said there's a downside. They said that it may do something to DNA. This is what they said. But keep in mind, the rats live twice as long. So if I live twice as long as I'm, instead of living to 80, I live to 160, but they say, yeah, you're damaging your DNA. Who cares? I'm living to 160.
Good. Very good point. Very good point. That's just, actually, I just came back from my class. I gave a lecture on this evolutionary medicine this morning. I said, evolution is not perfect. There are always trade-offs. But in a modern society, people are willing to give up a lot of things. We're willing to sacrifice some trait for other trait. For example, there's a trade-off between reproduction and aging, right, the lifespan. Well, in the nature, all the animals need to maximize reproduction. But in the modern society, who cares about reproduction? I only need one or two kids.
Right.
I want like 100.
Right.
Yeah, so if we sacrifice that, we may gain something. But I'm talking about, in principle, there's a trade-off. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. Who cares about this DNA damage?
They even said that they're doing experiments with the Buckminster fullerene C60 molecule now in treating cancer. And so, and it's, and certain cancers seem to respond to it. So I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. This may be something good. I take a very low dose because I'm not, I don't, we don't know much about it more than what we've learned so far from rats. And let's face it, not everything that happens to rats translates to humans. So, you know, the jury is still out. But nonetheless, you're right. There may be some negative side effects. But if somebody says to me, oh, you know what? Around the time that you turn 140, you may lose your hearing. I'll be good. Who cares?
Right.
I'm happy. Yes. I'm happy to live to 140. Let's do this. Yes. Let's take a commercial break. I've got lots more questions. We're talking with Dr. Chen Ho. We're talking about the relationship between energy expenditure and longevity. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
You need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. Today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25
5 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Chen Ho. We're talking about the linkage between energy expenditure and really body size and longevity. There's a linkage between strength and longevity, Dr. Ho. Did you look at that and analyze and see how that fit into your model?
Linkage between strength, what and longevity?
Strength. So there's several studies that have been done. The one that I pulled up quickly because it's on my laptop was the one done by, I think it was called the Hawaii, Honolulu Heart Program and the Asia Aging Study. It began in 1965, and what they did was they looked at individuals at midlife. They assessed them for their level of strength, and then they assessed them for their level of strength throughout the following years. The study ended in 2009, and there were several people who lived to be 100, and there was a defined parallel between those who maintained the greatest level of strength and lived to be 100.
Yeah, I think that's still related to your first question about this protein, this muscle loss and longevity. And I think that belongs to the category of this maintenance instead of this biosynthesis. So if you can maintain your the muscle, then you will live longer.
Okay.
It's not like you're not synthesizing new biomass. Instead, you use your energy to maintain your existing biomass.
So, now wait a minute. So let me ask you a question. So, so what about when you put on body fat? That is new biomass, right?
Yeah, so that's bad. Right, synthesizing new biomass will hurt your trade-off with the maintenance of your existing biomass.
Okay, so now what about if you put on, so what if you add
muscle?
If you add muscle, if you add muscle, not just maintain it, but you actually add muscle, is that bad too?
Bad. According to my model, unfortunately, sad news, bad.
Okay.
It's not, so this model works not just for the obesity, but also for the normal, like a normal BMI people, or the animals at least. Yeah, it doesn't have to be really fat or obese. Even if your whole body mass is just muscle, if it's high, your lifespan is shorter.
Okay, so now let me ask you a question. This is exclusively a result of the wear and tear of energy production to maintain that mass, whether it be fat or additional muscle, right?
So actually, it's the energy that used to synthesize that new biomass. That trade-offs with the energy to maintain the existing biomass.
So based on what you're saying, then, we have a finite amount of energy. We have a battery that's designed to deliver a certain amount of energy, and we either use it fast or use it slow, but that's it.
So
I can't believe this. This is the same, and I'll tell you why. I love what you've done, but there are people out there who say you only have a certain number of heartbeats, and that if you exercise, you're just going to wear the heart out faster.
Yes. So what are you trying to say now?
But
that's
been proven not to be true in endurance athletes. Endurance athletes and not marathoners, but endurance athletes, I'd have to dig up the study, but I know what I'm talking about here. Endurance athletes live longer than the average population.
Yes. Let me, okay. So what you said just now is the rate of living theory. The number of heartbeats is by like 2.5 billion times and all that. And that actually is equivalent to the number, the lifetime energy usage. The lifetime heartbeat and the lifetime energy usage, they're pretty much equivalent. So my point here is, rate of living theory is true. Well, we have the finite number of the, either the heartbeat or the calories that we can use. But there we can manipulate. We can manipulate the balance, the trade-off between the biosynthesis and the maintenance. So the total energy is still fixed. But if somehow we can slow down growth, slow down biosynthesis, then we can channel more energy to maintain the existing biomass. Mm. Then we can live longer. So that's actually the take-home message of this whole model. The rate of living theory is still true for free living animals in the field. All right, the number of the heartbeats lifetime fixed, number of calories that you can use lifetime fixed. Okay, but if in the lab or in the modern society, if we can somehow reduce biosynthesis, now although the total energy is fixed, we end up with more energy for maintenance.
And, okay, I have a question. Has anyone ever looked at, done biopsies on deceased individuals to see if they have exhausted all their stem cells?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Okay. Because I'm thinking about this. I mean, when I'm thinking about people. I'm thinking about information that shows that, and I understand what you're saying, that maintenance versus... a new biomass but I have this strange feeling, and I am not an educated person like you at all, so I'm not challenging.
Well, you are very educated.
No. I'm not challenging, but something just when I use critical thinking, this notion that we only have a certain number of heartbeats, we only have a certain amount of energy, and once we use that energy, we're not batteries that can't be recharged. There are things that actually can help restore energy to our bodies.
Oh, that comes in, that's why you ask the stem cell question.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, so maybe people run out of certain things at the end, but there are modalities that we have tapped into that can free up more energy. So I'm saying to myself, well, what is the turnover? What is the end point? What is stopping a person from continuing to synthesize new tissue so that they can repair and continue on? And then I thought stem cells. And then I'm thinking, well, if your theory is right, then die...
Very good, very good point. If you can, if we can regenerate like the stem cells, if we can bring more stem cells, then the whole theory, the whole limit gets removed.
Well, because... Right?
The whole limit gets moved to a higher level.
Yes, because if your theory is right, then when I die, if someone biopsied my tissue, they'd say, oh, look, there's no stem cells left. This is why his body wore out. And then we could say, aha, there is a finite end point here in synthesizing. Yeah. We have to take a break. I want to share something with you when we come back. You'll probably get a good laugh out of this. This is really an interesting discussion. It makes you think a lot. And that's the point of a good interview, to make you think, to challenge what you think right now and make you think more, to come up with new answers and resolve these questions for yourself. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Chen Ho. We're talking about the intersect between really body size and longevity, but also energy expenditure. Let's face it, you know, if your body is smaller, you're eating less, your tissue turnover is less. It's easier to maintain the body, and so you smaller people have an advantage here. Okay, so getting back to the topic of that I opened up, like theoretically, the end point would be we can't turn over stem cells, and we would run out of the ability to repair tissue, and then we would just hit the wall and we would break down and die. So recently, I've begun donating blood every 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
I do this for a couple reasons. Number one, I want to get the old, dirty blood out and have my body replace it with some new blood. But this more importantly, was stimulated by two studies done by a scientist in China that I tried to have on the show back in 2009, but his English was poor. And he didn't want to do it, but we communicated via email, and he did two well done studies where he did two transfusions, one from old rats to young rats and one from young rats to old rats.
Oh, yeah, that's a very hot topic nowadays, right? It's not just by one group. A whole bunch of groups do very similar things.
And so I said to him, I said, you know, what is it about the quality of the young blood do you think that had this effect? And he said stem cells and also the blood has less metabolic waste gathering up in it.
Yeah.
So I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to start donating blood every 2 months. That's the maximum you could do it. In the United States, you know, every 2 months you're allowed to give blood. I'm going to start donating blood because I read a couple really good studies that show that when your body produces new blood, it also produces new mesenchymal stem cells, which are progenitor stem cells that could be used to repair anything. And so I thought this is a really good, so I don't need a transfusion from a young person to make me young. I just need to get my blood cleaned out.
Then, Cole, the thing is, the trade-off, you can probably maintain a better health like now, but you will use up your energy, use up your resource sooner. You may die sooner. So lifespan, the health span, there's also trade-off.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel more energetic now. You feel better now, but probably by doing this, you spend more energy on the biosynthesis. Again, you synthesize new blood cells, synthesize new tissues, new blood tissue, and all that. In the long run, I think there's probably a trade-off. I'm just guessing based on the philosophy behind the model. I don't have any data, but I'm just saying.
Right. Yeah, I see what you're saying. So every time my body has to make another pint of blood, that's energy it's using.
Yes, that's definitely, definitely energetic custody, and that energy can be used in principle on fixing the repair damage in somewhere else.
But
if you get a young blood in from, by paying money for transfusion, then that's, you didn't synthesize those young blood. Well, somebody else did it for you, then that's a different story.
Well, there you go. I got to open up a clinic where young people donate blood and we give it to old people. That's all. There's the answer to that one. All right, well, I don't plan on doing it forever. I was just going to do it for 12 months, so six donations.
Yeah, then you probably will feel good for 12 months, yeah.
Boy, oh boy,
I
really appreciate you coming on the show today and talking about this. It's really interesting, and it really
pleasure.
Sheds a lot of light. So the other thing is lose weight. There you go. Lose weight because then you're going to consume less energy if you're a smaller person, right?
Yeah, well, there are so many. I have a whole bunch of data showing that at least in the mice, that those are genetically engineered mice, they grow slower, they live longer. And the interesting thing is their pattern, this lifespan extension versus body mass reduction, the proportionality is exactly the same as those the ones from food restriction. So from, these two methods, there's a genetic engineering and food restriction, they are very two different methods. One is environmental, another one is genetic. But from the energy viewpoint, they have the very same mechanism. The trade-off pattern is exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a figure in the paper I show that the pattern really overlaps. The data from the food restriction and the data from those growth hormone messed up mice, the pattern is, they really overlap.
Right.
And, as you said, the smaller people live longer. There are a lot of data on this, a lot of studies on this. And the catch-up growth, I'm not sure if you are familiar with this.
No, what is catch-up growth, like for preemies and stuff like that?
Yeah, kind of like the individuals who were born at a smaller body size, at the birth weight, they are smaller. But later in life, when they are 7 or 8, their growth catch up, right? So their body size is normal. It's not obese. Again, not obese, but their body size is normal. But later in life, when they are 60s or 50s, these individuals have much higher chance to develop all kind of metabolic diseases.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And the lifespan in the lab, animals, their lifespan is shortened and all that. Again, the same idea. You put more energy into growth, you have less for the maintenance.
So the takeaway is this, I think, what you're saying. It's not the energy we expend exercising or moving around. It's the energy we expend building tissue. that depletes us over time.
I guess you can understand that way. Yes.
Interesting. Yeah. Wow, this is amazing. So, if you undergo surgery, if you have a major surgery, your body has to heal. It has to replenish. It has to that's taking energy away. That's different than the energy that you.
Yeah, in principle, yes. But in many cases, you have to go on surgery, otherwise you just die, right?
Yeah, so right. Exactly.
You can't do anything. Yeah.
How tall? Go ahead. What were you gonna say?
Oh, I'm just saying that one last thing. A very interesting prediction by the model. Usually, people think the food restriction works because they lower the body, the body temperature, and so you lower your metabolic rate. But based on the energy conservation, the principle based on this model, I say that the lowering body temperature under food restriction actually is some like an adaptive response to the food shortage that animals have. Mm-hmm. They want to grow. So if you lower your body temperature, you can actually grow a little. Relatively faster. So animals all want to grow. So when the food restriction comes, when they are under food restriction, they lower body temperature so they can grow faster.
Oh.
But this actually undermines the effect of food restriction on the lifespan extension.
Right.
So if you can keep the body temperature, then and under food you apply food restriction, you may even gain more than lowering the body temperature. So I'm doing the experiment in my own lab. We use the insects, and we can, because in the exotherms, we can really control the temperature very easily. And I did say that we published another paper that shows that when the animals are free feeding, the higher temperature gives you faster growth. But when under food restriction, the higher temperature actually slow down growth.
Mm.
So the higher temperature may actually give you a better health than longer lifespan. So that's where we're currently testing this prediction now.
Now, another thing that I practice at least 3 to 4 times a week is I get in a 220-degree sauna and I sit in there for 30 minutes. Is that good for me, you think?
Well, I think that's good based on this prediction. Yeah.
Boy, it's about time, Dr. Ho. Everything I said, you're all telling right. me is I'm going to live. Now, finally, I got something I'm doing right here.
Great.
No, listen, this is really, really good information. I really like what you're doing here, and great discussion. Very, very thought-provoking. And thank you very much for being on the show
thank
today.
You.
Take
thank
care.
You. Yeah, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Boy, oh, boy, I feel like I'm doing everything wrong now. But again, these were rats and not necessarily human beings, so there's a lot more that has to be discussed. Anyway, I want to thank Rob Regish. Go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more about him. Of course, thank Dr. Chen Ho. Also, I want to thank our new sponsor, EnerHealth Botanicals. If you go to SuperHumanRadio.com, check out their NutriCafe coffee. It is really the best coffee in the world. You know, we work hard to find really unique products that fit the mission of this show. If you're drinking coffee now, you really need to try NutriCafe. Small batch, organic, free of the mold and pesticides and herbicides that you're going to find in everybody else's coffee. Roasted weekly, whole bean, grind it yourself when you get home, and it's infused with medicinal mushrooms. It just doesn't get any better than that. So check it out, and if you use the coupon code SHR, you'll save 10% on your order. We'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle.